Welcome to Eye on Tampa Bay, a weekly podcast bringing you local news the other media refuses to report. My name's Lou Green, and here's your host, Sharon Calvert. Well, Sharon, here we are at the transportation theme park called I-275 Tampa Transportation, and lots of little issues creeping in here. Do you think that they have their transportation issues all under control and they're going to do the right thing?
No. But the problem is most people don't even understand some of the stuff that's going on. But let's back up a minute, because we have something important next week, and that is on February 5th, the oral arguments for the All for Transportation lawsuits will be heard by the Florida Supreme Court. So once those oral arguments are made next week, we anticipate that probably within the next 30 to 60 days after that, the Florida Supreme Court will rule. And there's a number of possibilities. They could leave the lower court ruling in place that kind of stripped out major portions of appropriations parts and spending percentages and the overreach authority of the Independent Oversight Committee. They could strike out more. They could put it all back together and say, which is what All for Transportation wants, and says, hey, we want the whole thing put back as it was to begin with. Or the whole entire charter amendment could be thrown out. And it's interesting because the way that Judge Barbas left it when he selectively struck portions of the charter amendment is now it's almost incoherent. It's almost grammatically incorrect. Could there be even further legal issues if it was left like that? We don't know. But it will be something that we'll all be anticipating resolution of, at least these lawsuits, by the spring of this year. There's a domino effect to this. The domino effect being, if it gets thrown out, voters and taxpayers of Hillsborough County, beware, it will be back on the ballot in some way, shape, or form in November. And I'll mark my word on that.
Well, if it takes more than 60 days, how are they going to get it on the ballot in November?
They can. I think that as long as they follow the process, the county commissioners can do it. They won't go through a petition process. The county commission has the four votes, at least, to put another referendum on the ballot. And I think they would have to get all that done and said, just like August of 2018. So they have enough time.
Do they have enough money?
Well, that's interesting. We'd have to see who would pick up the campaign, but some people have unending deep pockets.
Well, last time they, raised $4.5 million or something?
And probably more, because they have a nonprofit, Keep Hillsborough Moving, which is the dark money side, and we have no idea how many millions were dumped into that. So, they have the deep pockets. It seems unlimited, and we'll be playing this game again. But the other side of that is, what's waiting in the wings to use that money? The Hillsborough MPO, last year, that board, the governing board, voted to study tearing down 11 miles of I-275 from downtown north to around Barris Avenue, which is the USF area. So, and they're using federal grant money to do it. And it's a federal highway, a federal interstate. So I think a lot of people don't even know that. They want to study tearing down 11 miles of a major interstate that's a major evacuation route for the Tampa Bay area. Probably, 200,000, 250,000 people a day use it.
If they're talking about tearing it down like that, have they had meetings in the neighborhoods directly affected with a pile of rubble? 275, and for years probably.
Well, there's a very vocal group, out of the Seminole Heights area that want this. But the interesting thing is the Tampa Bay Partnership actually last May did a opinion survey, and it was done by a reputable firm, FloridaOpinionResearch.com, about the I-275, the interstate, and the boulevard concept. Overwhelmingly, people oppose that tearing down I-275, and overwhelmingly, people support improving and expanding I-275 and consider it a critical transportation asset in not only Hillsborough County, but in the Tampa Bay region as a whole.
Well, right now, I go over to I-275 during the middle of the day, and get downtown in 15 minutes. The Boulevard concept leads me to believe that I get downtown in 45 minutes to an hour.
Well, you know, we really don't know. The one thing that we do know is that transit's never faster than the car. And you have to put all your time. You usually have to go some. I mean, the train doesn't pick you up at your house.
No.
So you got to go park. You got to wait for the train. You got to get off somewhere. And then you got to get somehow to where you're going. There's so many other issues because once you make that a street level boulevard with a train on it, that means you have all the crossings. So what it does is actually impacts the congestion in many different ways on the arterial road surrounding that boulevard, because not only the east-west roads that gotta, you know, the ding, 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 ding every so often is gonna be backing the traffic up. You have that massive corridor that today hundreds of thousands use, and they're not going to be on the train, by the way, most of them. They're going to be using the arterial roads that run parallel or through neighborhoods near I-275. So you're actually going to, you know, it's like water. Water will seep where it can. And today with technology, you can get your, you know, Google Maps or your Waze, and you can say, hey, go over here, and by the way, go through that person's backyard where kids may be playing, dogs are being walked, you know, roads that aren't made for traffic like that. So there's a whole lot of negative impacts that it appears to me either these people aren't thinking about or they just flat out don't care.
Maybe they don't care. Maybe they don't use it. Maybe they're tucked into their neighborhoods and they're riding their bicycles somewhere, you know?
Well, but that's not the majority. I mean, we live in Florida, you know, we're the lightning capital of the world over here in Tampa Bay. It rains. We do have an older population. We have a lot of retirees, and we have Ubers. So, and rideshare. So we do have options. Autonomous vehicles will be coming. There's much more innovation on its way. But still, tearing down a major evacuation route when we are a hurricane-prone part of the state, or hurricane-prone state, I can't imagine. Tallahassee, can you imagine the governor being presented with, well, we're going to go spend billions and we're going to tear down this, you know, 11 miles of an evacuation route that people from not only South Tampa, but, you know, Pinellas County use to get out of harm's way.
You know, it's called anti-progress to take something like that. Why not expand and fix 275? And why not put another lane or two in there? And what about the side roads, the other north-south roads like Florida, Nebraska, et cetera? What's happening with that?
Well, there would be a definitely impact if they tore down 275 to those roads. But let me back up a minute. In the Hillsborough MPO 2040 long-range transportation plan, which was just from 5 years ago, and we know that in the last 5 years, South Pasco has grown exponentially, Hillsborough County has grown, North Hillsborough County has grown, the use of the interstate has grown there along that corridor. Yes, so there would be impacts to those other arterial roads running parallel to 275. But let me back up a minute, because just 5 years ago in the Hillsborough MPO's long-range transportation plan, when they showed the road needs, they reflected in that plan that segment from downtown up to Barris Avenue needed to be expanded by two, if not three lanes, to accommodate the growth and the traffic congestion, along with fixing Malfunction Junction there, which is the intersection of 275 and I-4, which is a danger zone. That's a crash accident, you know, mess. So the Hillsborough MPO themselves said just 5 years ago, we need to expand this. The plan right now is to just take and add an additional lane to that corridor and then harden the shoulder for a regional BRT, and I'll get that to that in a moment. But let's go back to the arterial roads. So along with this, you know, most people want 275 improved, expanded, and made safer. There's also another study going by HART, the transit agency. And they are studying something called the Tampa Arterial BRT projects. And that project, or those projects, would be putting a dedicated bus lane, again, from downtown to USF, the same corridor. They are proposing perhaps removing a lane of traffic along Nebraska Avenue and Florida Avenue up to the USF area. So now you've got these two things going along. Let's take out 275 and put a train boulevard in. And then let's take a lane of traffic out on Florida and Nebraska Avenue to put a bus lane in. There is a formal group of people, and they're called Sunshine Citizens, and they were the ones that, you know, successfully stopped TBX with their Stop TBX campaign. And one of the leaders and directors of that organization, so Hart, I guess, solicited, but they only did it very kind of quietly, I would say, in December. They decided to create a stakeholder committee. This is the Hart Transit Agency doing this BRT, arterial BRT study along the same corridor that the MPO is studying to tear down 275. They had four applicants. They have some organizations that are participating, but from a citizen perspective, they got just four applications, and they
didn't they announce that they were looking for anything?
Well, they just kind of stuck it out there, but the insiders knew. So the Hart board members knew, of course, because they were part of the deal, right? They knew that this was going on. So the insiders all knew, and what we see is the insiders, this group of people, tried to stack it into their favor. So they selected two of those four applications, and one of them is the leader and the director of Sunshine Citizens, who wants to tear down 275.
So that makes perfect sense.
So you've got the Hart board, the transit agency, which, by the way, is overwhelmingly funded by people in unincorporated Tampa. Unincorporated Hillsborough County.
They successfully filled the inside straight.
they filled the inside straight. And what's even more kind of shocking is that I got the application. Her name is Michelle Cookson. And she might as well be identified. I mean, it's all out in the paperwork that she's the a director of Sunshine Citizens, the transit, I would say, the, you know, they're pretty kind of radical transit ideologues. In fact, so radical that she posted on Facebook about stopping all highway funding and make congestion so bad so that people that are in their cars are miserable. I mean, that's basically the attitude. And in her application, she used her accomplices on the tear down the interstate crew, Commissioner Pat Kemp, Commissioner Kimberly Overman, who both support the Boulevard concept, and Rick Fernandez, who is another one of the leaders of the Stop TBX Sunshine Citizens group. So, I mean, that's almost like conflict of interest. It's kind of like, these two Hart board members got on the phone immediately and said, hey, put your application in and I'll give you a reference. But I think that that's wrong. I mean, Hart needs to have not the ideologues of either side, right? They need to have other people, because just according to that opinion survey that was done last year on 275, the Sunshine Citizens do not speak for all of their own backyard. We know people that have moved into that area, and the reason they moved into that area is because of the easy access to the 275. They can go north, south, east, and west within the Tampa Bay area easily. You know, sometimes people with the big megaphone and the loudest mouth get heard. But when you're talking about stakeholder committee meetings, you should not be in an echo chamber, and I really don't think you should have somebody that's attitude, and she's publicly claimed that she wants to make anybody that drives in their car, they want to make them miserable. I mean, if that's Hart's attitude, shame on them, because unincorporated Hillsborough County taxpayers are funding them.
They should get rid of air conditioning in cars. That'll do it.
You know what? That might, yeah. In fact, if they did away with air conditioning, everybody would be leaving Florida.
Right.
Florida kind of got on the map by after air conditioning.
Goodbye, Tampa Bay. Hello, Montreal. They can follow the baseball team.
No, that's kind of funny. Yeah. So, you know, so we have all of these items that are really, underway right now. And a lot of them will be dependent on the Supreme Court ruling, which we anticipate, you know, within the March-April timeframe. With that being said, if the tax remains, I think there's going to be issues. And there could possibly be even further legal issues because of such kind of the mess that this whole thing, how it was done and what's happened even since. And I'm not a lawyer, but, you know, I'll put my speculation out there or thoughts. If it gets thrown out, mark our words, there will be another referendum on the ballot And then the people in the Tampa Bay area, whether you're Hillsborough County, Pinellas County, Pasco County, Manatee County, Polk County, or anyone even surrounding that further north or south, need to understand that 275 in the interstate system that's been there for over 50 years, 60, so I don't know, 60 years maybe, that is not only a federal, state, and regional asset, as well as a local asset. And we've all paid for that. And we've all paid, we paid to build it, we paid to maintain it, we've paid to improve it. And it's a heavily used asset, both every day and obviously needed when there is some type of, hurricane or situation where we needed an evacuation. If you're looking at that corridor, it seems crazy that TBARTA, which is the regional transit agency, they're pursuing the regional bus rapid transit that will run from St. Pete to Wesley Chapel on 275. So you've got this scenario right now that the Hillsborough MPO is rogue, going against what TBARTA is doing. They're in opposite directions, and they're both using our taxpayer money.
So we paid all those years to build it, to maintain it, to improve it, and now they want to pay extra to screw it up. Is that?
Well, that corridor is, you think about it.
Yeah.
You've got students that go to USF, and they may be coming from anywhere, maybe coming from Pinellas. You've got people, and we know here in Pinellas, friends of ours or people we know use Moffitt Cancer Center.
Right.
Use the Bird Alzheimer's Center. Go to Busch Gardens. Go to USF. Have other medical doctors they may, or providers over in that area. So it's just crazy. I think there needs to be some adults to stand up in the room.
Not to mention the thousands of people who are just passing through, coming from
absolutely
from Pinellas County and up and through and going up to northern Florida.
And you know what's the crazy part of all that is? That was the original plan for FDOT, was to put in express lanes, managed toll lanes there, which is exactly what would happen. You'd get the people passing through paying for it. And then you have sometimes the people who don't like, they will say, have those people in Pasco County pay for it. Well, they would have. They would have been doing exactly that. And with the managed express toll lanes, it's the win-win. The person that doesn't want to pay the toll gets the advantage of the person that does, not being in their lane and being
right
in the express lane.
Yeah.
So the logic of what we're seeing is very circular. I mean, literally, it's like a drain.
Mm-hmm.
That will create chaos if they tear down that corridor and the BRT. I mean, they can't pursue the regional BRT without it. So, like I said, there needs to be some adult stand up. When the rubber hits the road, it's got to be elected officials. Otherwise, vote them out. Vote these people out that want to create congestion. Vote those people out that support an attitude of shutting down road funding to make people who drive, which is 98% of us in the Tampa Bay area, to make our lives miserable.
Well, I've said this before. You're trying to change a car culture, and it ain't that easy. People want their cars because they want to go where they want to go when they want to get there. You know, it's not
standing
there waiting for the broken down public transportation thing.
Well, and it's not the government's role
right
to tell us how, what transportation we're supposed to use.
Well, there's always somebody that'll try to tell you, make you miserable so they could change your habit. But, they're not in the majority.
Well, that's a whole other issue that we'll tackle another day, is the issue of making transportation an entitlement. But that's for another day. Today,
where do we go from here now, Sharon?
I think the big thing is that we have to see what the result is from the Florida Supreme Court. That is very key in many ways.
Okay.
So stay tuned. We'll keep seeing what's going on with these other projects. But the big deal come spring is how the ruling comes out of the Florida Supreme Court.
And stay tuned in to Eye on Tampa Bay. Thank you, Sharon Calvert. You're keeping your eye on Tampa Bay, and they know you're watching.
That's right. And if you want to comment, You can Google Hillsborough MPO and send your comment in and say, save I-275.
Thanks, Sharon Calvert. Once again, you did a great job keeping everyone on top of the transportation fandango in Tampa Bay. Please check the Eye on Tampa Bay to keep tabs of your tax dollars. See you next time. Happy travels!